DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Karl Holm in Bonn. U.S. President Barack Obama has arrived in South Africa for the second leg of his African tour. On Thursday, in Senegal, Obama paid homage to the ailing former president of South Africa and anti-apartheid campaigner Nelson Mandela, calling him his personal hero. Mandela is said to be showing improvement in hospital. His strengthening health after several difficult days raised the possibility of a meeting between the two men. Before he touched down in Pretoria, Obama indicated he would defer to Mandela's family about whether to visit the ailing anti-apartheid icon. Mandela, who turns 95 next month, has been in intensive care for 3 weeks for a recurrent lung disease which dates from his years in apartheid-era prisons. In Egypt's second city of Alexandria, at least one person has been killed and more than 70 injured in clashes between supporters and opponents of Islamist President Mohamed Morsi. State media report that some protesters fired shotguns in Alexandria, leaving one dead. Security forces fired tear gas at protesters but withdrew when the two sides continued fighting. Meanwhile, tens of thousands of backers and opponents of Egypt's Islamist president held competing rallies in the capital on Friday. The demonstrations are a prelude to nationwide protests demanding Mohamed Morsi's removal, which are planned for this weekend. Turkish security forces have fired on a group protesting against the construction of a new police outpost in the country's Kurdish-dominated southeast, killing at least one person and wounding six more. Turkey's main pro-Kurdish party called earlier in the day for marches in three major cities this weekend to launch a summer of protests aimed at raising pressure on Ankara to carry out reforms under a peace process with the PKK. A ceasefire declaration by Kurdish militant chief Abdullah Öcalan in March largely ended violence in the conflict between his Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK, and the Turkish state. PKK militants began withdrawing from Turkish territory to bases in northern Iraq last month as part of a deal between the state and Öcalan to end the conflict, which has so far killed 40,000 people. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. French businessman Bernard Tapie has been charged with fraud in a settlement case that won him millions from former French President Sarkozy's government. French prosecutors charged Tapie, 70, of organised fraud related to a ministerial misconduct case. The French businessman who once owned Adidas served as a minister under the socialist president François Mitterrand and later became a high-profile supporter of former conservative president Nicolas Sarkozy. In 1993, Tapie sold his shares of Adidas to investors. He launched a court dispute in the years that followed, claiming the then state-owned Crédit Lyonnais Bank had purposely undervalued Adidas. In 2008, an arbitration panel paid Tapie a €403 million settlement. He's denied any wrongdoing. European Union leaders have agreed to begin accession talks with Serbia by early 2014. On the second day of the EU summit in Brussels, officials approved of Serbia's efforts towards member status. EU President Herman Van Rompuy posted the announcement on Twitter on Friday. In an interview with the German newspaper Die Welt, the centre-left president of the European Parliament, Martin Schulz, warned against unrealistic expectations. Schulz told the newspaper that he did not expect any new accessions other than Croatia on July 1st. Germany's lower house of parliament, the Bundestag, has agreed to allow a commission of experts to launch a search for a new nuclear waste disposal site. The law ends radioactive transports to the controversial site in Lower Saxony, Gorleben, for the time being. In one of its final decisions, before adjourning for summer recess on Friday, Germany's lower house of parliament overwhelmingly agreed to launch a nationwide search for a new, more suitable nuclear waste disposal site. Critics of the current repository in Gorleben have hounded politicians to find a safer location. Germany's upper house, the Bundesrat, is expected to approve the legislation on July 5th. And recapping our top story, President Obama has arrived in South Africa where he may meet with former President Nelson Mandela. Karl Holm, Deutsche Welle News.